I have the boss lady, Vanessa Satin, chief editor of XXL Magazine on Dime Time Radio. What's up, mama?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. I see things are good over there at XXL Magazine. You guys just released a 2014 XXL Freshman of the Year.
Yeah. We've been keeping it a secret for months and months. We're finally able to let the cat out of the bag. Glad we don't have to keep secrets anymore, you know?
And folks been anticipating the release of the cover, but also a lot of folks reacted to it. You know, the homie from Chicago, Chance the Rapper's on there, Rich Homie Quan, Ty Dolla $ign, Lil Durk. But there's also some artists that didn't make the list. First of all, I want you to talk a little bit about, you know, this is something that everyone in the games looks forward to seeing, because pretty much this predicts who's going to break, like who's going to come out in the rap scene. So what's the process in choosing freshman class for the XXL cover?
Well, we start about September, October, and we spend the next, 6 months or so, next few months, talking to everybody we know. We talk to everybody in the industry. We talk to friends that listen to hip-hop. We talk to friends' kids that listen to hip-hop. We go to live shows. We go to, any event. We have rappers come to the office, and we just get to know what the landscape is for new artists and talk to absolutely everyone, do our research. And then eventually start having long meeting after more long meeting, narrowing the list down. Get the list, narrowed down, mostly by January, February, and then, our shooting part.
So this is definitely not only extended beyond XXL, but this is a really extensive search and research is involved.
Totally. I mean, we know everything that's going on with new artists and hip-hop for the most part. You know, besides freshmen, we have a few other sections from the break to come up and show and prove where we focus on new artists, at different levels. So, the freshman is kind of the king of the new artist coverage that we do. And it's just gotten bigger and bigger because hip-hop likes to support the new artists more than ever, you know?
Here, I see you guys title it the Dirty Dozen. Why is that?
We added two R&B artists this year, that switched things up. We haven't done R&B, but, we didn't want to take anything away from any of the freshmen themselves as a 10 spot. So adding two guys that we believed in R&B would switch things up, just because with R&B and hip-hop, rappers are singing and singers are rapping, and the lines are so blurred for what's what that we felt, the culture and hip-hop itself doesn't require someone to put a tag on themselves. We don't have to if it fits within the culture so much,
One of the things I'm noticing just looking at the cover, there's no female representation on there.
No, there is not, because we're not filling a quota. We're picking everyone who's hot at the moment that we believe in. We don't base it on just what region you're from, what gender you are, what race you are, because that creates a whole different cover. That's a cover of politics or who represents what sort of group or whatever for right now. We're not doing that. We're picking it based on who we believe in the next year or two, or who has a chance to blow up based on the crop of new artists that are popping up now. So, we don't want to check off boxes. We don't want to say, hey, somebody didn't make it because we had to hold the spot for the white rapper, the female rapper.
Right, because I noticed that too. And I'm looking at, Twitter, some of the reactions.
Well, the cover should be a reflection of what's going on in hip-hop. I don't think there's a huge female scene in hip-hop right now. We definitely have women on the come up doing their thing that we respect. But I think you're looking at Chicago has definitely got a huge buzz right now.
Absolutely.
After years and years, Chicago's really, really making a mark. They've always had, Kanye and Twista and Do or Die and Bump J and all those dudes in common, but not a movement. So, Chicago has that. That's why we have four Chicago dudes. We're trying to reflect what's going on in the culture. And I think that, is not a plethora of white rappers like there were in other classes. There's not a whole bunch of females that you can look out for or that, are at the same level. So everybody's got their chance to disagree or want, but as I said, we try to keep it as pure as we can based on, our opinions of what's going on now.
That's what it is, because everybody in the industry dreams to be on this list. So thank you so much for breaking that down for us, and check it in on Dime Time Radio.